As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome back to the History of Egypt podcast. This is The Complete Pyramid Texts, as found in the monument of King Unas at Saqqara. This is part 4 in an ongoing mini-series. If you have not listened to parts 1 to 3, I do recommend starting there. From the Cannibal Hymn, we turn our attention to the East Wall. This is the section just below the gable. It begins with utterances, or spells, 273 to 274, which actually are on the gable section just after the Cannibal Hymn. But the cannibal text did not quite fill up that entire section, so the sculptors added these passages on the side to keep everything tidy. They go as follows. Quote, Unas has come to you, kite birds, although your houses are closed for Unas. His loincloth is on his back, made of the hide of the Jan baboon. Unas opens the gate with the double doors. Unas reaches the limit of the Akhet, the eastern horizon, after he has put there, to the ground, his robe with the tail. Unas will become a great one, who resides in Sebek, or Crocodilopolis. O adversary, your deed will be against you. That which you do will be against you, O Zek-Zek serpent who is in his hole. Now, those same passages in transliteration. It's a short little section, but the repetition of the king's name, Unas or Onis, gives it a nice rhythm. Quote, Jedmedu. Ien onis kher chen piku em hut chen. Hechat onis mare kef erpechef en besek en nian. Wen onis hennes in onis jeru achet. Wachen onis mestet ef imerta. Heper onis em wer im hedget. Jed medu irek irek iret ek irek. Zekzekim kerketef im red. Now, we turn our attention to the East Wall properly. These are utterances, or spells, 277 to 301. They deal primarily with the protection of the king, his declarations of power in the next world, and the awareness of the gods who live there, that Unas is a mighty one who deserves respect and submission. Also, the texts in this part further guarantee protection for the king, as his body lies within its sarcophagus, and his soul arises to emerge into the Akhet, or eastern horizon. Once again, we see the repelling of serpents and dangerous beasts, and the casting down of anyone who would stand against Unas and threaten his ascent to godhood. So these passages, overall, have a powerful protective goal. We'll begin with utterances, or spells, 277 to 293. Quote, Horus has fallen down because of his eye. The bull has rolled down because of his testicles. Fall down, roll down. Babi has arisen, he who opposes the ruler of Khentichem, or Letopolis, the one who was protected by the spittle. This spittle also protects everyone who is beloved by Unas. O Wefi snake, you are let loose, and I cause Unas to be protected. O Unas, I have trampled the mud of the watercourse. Thoth is the protector of Unas when it is dark, when it is dark. O doer, doer, passerby, passerby, may your face look backward. Beware of the great door. Chastise the Hehu and the Keb Herubi. O Lion of Pechti, Lion of Pechetti, the Pechti and Pechetti, give me now meat, give me one pot. Go away, serpent, go away. In this land, which is the mouth of the river, this is the place of my overthrow. This country, the mouth of the river, belongs to me, the gold of praise. It is Chai Tau of the praise. It is your ox, the renowned one, against whom this has been done. Unas jerks his thumb, the left one, against you. He gives a sign with his thumb to the defenders. O you who are used to robbery, do not rob. The one who is bitten by Atum as a mongoose has filled the mouth of Unas while he twisted himself a twisting. The centipede is struck by the inhabitant of the mansion. The inhabitant of the mansion is struck by the centipede. This lion will be inside the lion. The two bulls will fight inside the ibis. Your two drops of poison are on the way to the two poison vessels. Spit out those two now, as they are overfilled with liquid. O you who wink, you who are adorned with a crown, O Seshao Rain, that the snake might become faint-hearted, and the throat of my heart may be saved. Cloud, burst, so that the lion is drowned in water, and that the throat of the king is wide. O you who rush up as the youthful one of the water pest, O Chemchi and Tehenu, O Kebenu, those who glide away. The red crowns praise the Tiusai. The Tiusai belong to the one who has elevated the red crowns. Hail, we too. He who makes his mother Neni, he who makes his mother Neni. Are you really here? Are you really in this? O lion, be gone. Heki serpent, Hekeret serpent, go away with your faces upon the road. Eye of Horus, do not look at him. You will not do your will against Unas. Get away, get out. The bull falls because of the Sejech snake. The Sejech snake falls because of the bull. Fall down, roll together. A face falls upon a face. A speckled and black knife comes out against it. It has swallowed that which it has seized. Your honour is effaced, O white hole, by him who has escaped the serpent. Your honour is taken from you, O white hole, by him who has escaped the serpent. You, to the one who attacks, O Ikenhi snake, your parentage belongs to the one whom you have attacked. Go back, invisible snake. Make yourself unseen, and do not let Unas see you. Do not come to the place where Unas is, for he will pronounce against you your name of Nemi, the son of Nemit. A sacred person falls into the Nile as a pelican. Flee, flee! O wretched one, lie down! These next passages continue the same theme of protection, but I want to highlight something interesting. In these next utterances, we get frequent references to a deity called Maftet. Maftet is quite famous in the funerary sphere. You might have seen images of the Egyptian underworld that show a serpent crawling along, but the serpent is being attacked by a mighty cat. That cat sits on the ground and wields a huge, wicked blade, which she uses to cut the serpent, bleeding it out and defeating it and removing its power. That cat is Maftet, who is a mighty feline deity. In these passages, Maftet takes center stage as she drives away a variety of serpents with different names. For those who like their feline deities, in particular Maftet, this is a really cool section. These are utterances 294 to 300. Quote, Unas is a Horus, who came out of the Acacia, to whom it was ordered, beware of the lion serpent. Unas comes out, to whom it was ordered, beware of the lion. Unas has come out of this Genit jar, after he has passed the night in his jar. Unas appears in the morning. He has come out of his Genit jar, after he has passed the night in his Genit jar. Unas appears in the morning. The great cat springs upon the neck of the serpent, she who brought her gift, which is poison. she repeats the attack on the neck of the serpent who is called Holy Head. Who is he who will be spared? It is Unas who will be spared. O Chechu snake, wither away. You shall not go. You will stop for Unas. Unas is Geb, O Chemech snake, the brother of the Chemchet snake. Shall the father die? The hand of Unas is come upon you, the powerful one, the one which is come upon you. This hand is Maftet, who rules in the mansion of life. She strikes you in your face, she scratches your eyes, so that you fall down in your dung and you glide away in your urine. Fall down, lie down, glide away, so that your mother, Nut, can see you. Ra appears, his uraeus upon his head, against the serpent which comes out of the ground, which is under the fingers of Unas. He cuts off your head with this, his knife, which was in the hand of Maftet, she who lives in the house of life. Ra draws away the teeth that are in your mouth. He takes away your seed, or poison, with the four strings, which were in the service of the sandal of Osiris. Monster, lie down. Bull, go away. The uraeus is for the sky. The centipede of Horus is for the earth. Horus had one sandal when he stepped on the lord of the mansion, the bull of the hole, the fighting snake. I will not be attacked by it, for the sycamore of Unas is his sycamore. The refuge of Unas is his refuge. He whom Unas meets on his way, he will eat him piece by piece. O Kerti of Nezat, the ferryman of the Iket barge, which is made by Kanum, bring this to Unas. Unas is the Sokar of Rosetau. Unas is on his way to the place of Sokar, at the head of the Pedju She. Our brother of the two is the one who brings these dunes of the desert. The East Wall concludes with one last passage. This is utterance 301. It's significant because it provides a list of some of the primeval deities, the gods who existed before existence and who embodied the myriad concepts of the universe before the Creator himself. For example, we get a reference to Nun and Nunet, the infinite waters that existed before creation. We also get a reference to Amun and his counterpart, Amunet, the male and female concept of hidden power. We get a reference to Shu and Tefnut, the lord of air and light and the lady of moisture respectively, two deities without whom earth and life on earth could not exist. We get a reference to the concept of time, that is, nechech, or everlastingness. And we even get a reference to the Milky Way, or Sehedu. The ancient descriptions of the Milky Way change over time and in different contexts. In some cases, it may have been the body of Nut, the sky goddess herself. But in another sense, they also saw the Milky Way as a kind of celestial river, a waterway crossing the sky, just like the Nile crossed their own country. The gods, in particular Ra, would sail along the Milky Way during their journeys of the day and night. And all of these concepts are described here and encapsulated in an offering formula. Finally, we get another section dealing with the fabulous Eye of Horus, that ultimate symbol of protection and healing. We get a variety of names for the Eye of Horus, and we get a group of items which will be used in offerings. Each of these items, including types of oil, baskets, and perfumes, will themselves become the eye according to different names. So in this last section, we get a sort of ritual offering that invokes the most ancient of deities and concepts and the ultimate symbol of protection. This is utterance or spell 301. Quote, "Your bread of eternity is yours, O Nun, together with Nunet, your two sources of the gods, who protect the deities in their shade. Your bread of eternity is yours, Amun, together with Amunet, you, the two sources of the gods, who protect the gods in their shade. Your bread of eternity is yours, O Atum, together with the double lion, they who have created themselves, their double divinity for themselves. This is Shu with Tefnut, The two who made the gods, begat the gods, established the gods. Say to your father that Unas has given you your bread of eternity, that he has satisfied you with that which is due to you. You should not hinder Unas when he crosses to him towards the horizon. Unas knows your father, he knows his name. Everlastingness is his name, everlastingness. The Lord of the Year is his name, he with the arm that is ready to fight. Horus, over the Milky Way of the sky, who makes Ra alive every day. He will build Unas again, he will make Unas alive every day. Unas comes to you, O Horus of Khat. Unas comes to you, O Horus of Shesmet. Unas comes to you, O Horus of the East. Behold, Unas brings to you your great left eye as a healer. Receive the eye from the hand of Unas. It is uninjured. The water within it is uninjured. Its red blood is in it and uninjured. Its breathing is in it and uninjured. Enter into it. Take it into your possession. In this your name of He with the decoration of the Divine King, so that you may approach it in this your name of Ra. Place it upon your forehead, in this your name of good quality oil, so that you may rejoice in it, in this your name of willow basket, so that you shine forth among the gods, in this your name of that which sparkles, so that you may be pleased with it, in its name of the oil of praise. The goddess Renenutet shall love you. Stay, great boat, as Wepwawet, the opener of the ways, the fuel of your spiritual power, coming out of the eastern horizon, after having taken the white crown in the great and mighty fountainheads in the south of Libya, as Sobek, lord of the mountain of the morning. You travel toward your fields, you traverse your groves. Your nose inhales the perfumes of the land of Shesemtet. You let the Ka spirit of Unas come near to him, like the wig of yours that comes near to you. Purify for you, Unas. Make Unas bright in this your lake of the jackal, in which you purify the gods. You are powerful, you are sharp as Horus, the lord of the green stone, like the two green kite birds, Isis and Nephthys. Now, we turn to the last section of the antechamber, the north wall, which is on your left. In this section, the king achieves his final apotheosis, his rising towards the sky. The hieroglyphs deal extensively with the deities who live in the sky, from the west, the south, east, and the north. Unas makes his way to the side of Ra, to join the sun god on his great ship, the Solar Bark. The texts here go from west to east, that is, left to right if you are facing the wall directly. We begin in the west and cover the first half. These are utterances, or spells, 302 to 306. Quote, "The sky is bled. Sopdu lives, for it is Unas who is the living star, the son of Sothis. The two Enneads have purified themselves for him as Mesketiu, the stars that do not die. The house of Unas, which is in the sky, will not perish. The throne of Unas, which is on the earth, will not be destroyed. The humans hide themselves, the gods fly up. Sothis has let Unas fly towards the sky, among his brothers, the gods. Nut, the great, has uncovered her arms for Unas. The two souls at the head of the souls of Iunu, Heliopolis, have bowed down at the beginning of the day. They who have passed the night while they made a mourning, wailing for the god. The throne of Unas is with you, Ra. He will not give it to any other god. Unas ascends towards the sky beside you, Ra, and his face is like that of the kite birds. His wings are like those of the geese. His talons are like the fangs of he of the Jewef gnome. On earth, among humans, there is no word spoken against Unas. There is no falsehood of him in the sky among the gods. Unas has done away with the word against him. Unas has annulled it in order to rise towards the sky. Wep-Wawet, the opener of the ways, has let Unas fly to heaven among his brothers, the gods. Unas has moved his own arms like a semen-goose. He has beaten his wings like a kite. He flies up, he who flies up, O humanity, Unas flies up away from you. The gods of the west, the gods of the east, the gods of the south, and gods of the north, these are the four reed boats which you have placed for Osiris when he ascended to the sky, so that he might cross towards the cool region, while his son Horus was at his fingers, in order to let him grow up, and let him appear as a great god in the cool region. Place them for Unas. Are you, Horus, the son of Osiris? Are you, Unas, the god, the eldest one, the son of Hathor? Are you the seed of Geb? Osiris has ordered that Unas may appear as a second Horus. These four Akh spirits who are in Iunu have written it down in the record of the two great gods of the cool region. Hail to you, daughter of Anubis, she who stands at the windows of the sky. You, friend of Thoth, she who stands at the two sides of the ladder. Open the way for Unas so that he may pass. Hail to you, O ostrich bird, who stands on the shore of the winding stream. Open the way for Unas so that he may pass. Hail to you, bull of Ra, you with the four horns. Your horn is in the west, your horn is in the east, your horn is in the south, your horn is in the north. Bow the western horn of yours for Unas, so that Unas may pass. Are you then a pure westerner? I have come from the city of the hawkbirds. Hail, my field of peace! Hail, O honored dead who are in you! Unas will honor those who are in you. Pleasant is the pure one who is in me. The ladder is tied together by Ra in front of Osiris. The ladder is tied together by Horus in front of his father Osiris, when he goes out to his soul or Akh. One of them is on this side, one of them is on that side. Unas is between them. Are you a god whose places are pure? I have come from a pure place. Stand here, Unas, says Horus. Sit here, Unas, says Seth. Take this arm, says Ra. The Akh spirit belongs to heaven, the body belongs to earth. What men receive when they are buried is 1,000 bread, 1,000 beer, from the offering table of Kenti Emendiu, the foremost of the Westerners. Is the son and heir grown poor, not having a script? Then this Unas shall write with his big finger. He shall not write with his little finger. How beautiful indeed is the sight, how good indeed to see. So they say, so say the gods. When this god ascends to the sky, when Unas ascends to the sky, while his power, or Ba, is over him, his fear is on both sides. His magical power is in front of his legs. Geb acted towards him as it was done towards himself. They come towards him, the gods who are the souls of Pe, the gods who are the souls of Nekhen, the gods of the sky, the gods of the earth. They elevate Unas upon their arms. And you, Unas, ascend to the sky. You climb upon it in its name of ladder. The sky is given to Unas. The earth is given to Unas. So said Atum. The one who spoke about this to Atum is Geb. The places of my kingdom, the places of Horus, the places of Seth, the field of reeds, they honor you in this, your name of Duau. Like Soptu, who resides under his Kespet tree. Has he killed you after his heart told him that you should die on account of him? Behold, you come into being against him as the bull of the wild bulls, the one who remained after the fight. He remains hidden, he remains, the bull who remained, and you also will remain. Unas at their head, at the head of the Ach spirits forever. Now, the second half of the North Wall. In this section, Unas declares his legitimacy to enter the sky, that he is, indeed, a Great One, with the powers of Great Ones within him, that he comes from the proper lineage, the lineage of Eunu or Heliopolis, the city of the sun and dedicated to the sun god, Ra. Thus, Unas declares his fitness to enter Ra's kingdom, that he is of the proper heritage and that he is a pious servant. The text also includes a warning to any who would stand against Unas. They will be punished and they will be denied entrance to the next world. These are utterances, or spells, 307 to 312. Quote, a person of Eunu is in Unas, O God. Your person of Eunu is in Unas, O God. A person of Eunu is in Unas, O Ra. Your person of Eunu is in Unas, O Ra. The mother of Unas is a person from Eunu. The father of Unas is a person from Eunu. Unas himself is one who comes from Eunu. He is born in Eunu when Ra ruled the two Enneads, when Nefertem ruled over humanity. Unas is the one who has no equal. He is the heir of his father, Geb. Any god who should stretch his arm against him, when the face of Unas is turned towards you, in order to praise you and to call you on account of the person of Unas, O God, on account of his nose, this god, he shall have no bread, he shall have no cake amongst his brothers. He shall not send ascending, he shall not cower in his rut amongst his brothers the gods. The doors of the night bark will not be opened for him. The doors of the morning bark will not be opened for him. His speech will not be judged as that of one in his city. The doors of the place of annihilation will not be opened for him. Unas comes to you. This Unas is a wild bull of the grassland, the bull with the large head that comes from Eunu. Unas comes to you, the wild bull of the grassland. It is Unas, he who gives birth to you, who continually gives birth to you. Hail to you, Horus, in the places of Horus. Hail to you, Seth, in the places of Seth. Hail to you, God of the reed, in the field of reeds. Hail to you, the two harmonious ones, the daughters of the four gods who are at the head of the great fortress. You who came out at the voice of Unas, naked. Unas saw you as Horus saw Isis. Unas saw you as Nehebkau saw Selket. Unas saw you as Sobek saw Neith. Unas saw you as Seth saw the two harmonious ones. Unas is the thresher of gods who is behind the fortress of Ra. He is born from the goddess called Wish of the Gods, she who is at the prow of the bark of Ra. Unas sits before him. Unas opens his chests. Unas unseals his decrees. Unas seals his book rolls. Unas sends his messengers who do not tire. Unas does that which Ra says to Unas. Should Unas be bewitched, Atum will be bewitched. Should Unas be opposed, Atum will be opposed. Should Unas be beaten, Atum will be beaten. Should Unas be hindered on his way, Atum will be hindered. Unas is Horus. Unas came after his father. Unas came after Osiris. O he of the two faces, bring this to Unas. What ferry shall I bring to Unas? Bring to Unas the boat that flies up, which lifts. O Ra, see Unas, recognize Unas. He is one of them whom you know, he knows. When his lord comes out, he should not forget the offering that is given. See Unas, so that she who locks out when she locks out may open the doors of the horizon for the coming of the morning bark. I know the hall of the pavilion in the middle of the podium of the guardian from which you come out and descend into the night bark. Order then, Unas, order him, Order him to speak the words four times, one after the other, to see these roaring ones who are behind you, who see with two faces, who speak in a roar, which is evil for those who are to be made miserable, for those whom they want to annihilate. Give this order so that they do not put their arm in the way of Unas, when Unas turns his face towards you, when Unas comes towards you, as one who says to you your name of great flood, which came out of She of the Great One, Nut. May Unas not be blind when you place him in darkness. May he not be deaf so that he does not hear your voice. May you take Unas with you, with you, with you. He who drives away the storm for you, who dispels the clouds for you, who breaks up the hail for you. Unas will make you adoration upon adoration. Unas will make you praise upon praise. May you set Unas above the vulture goddess. May the bread fly up. May the bread continue to fly up to the seven houses of the Red Crown. End quote. Now, it is the final section. It is time to leave the antechamber, heading north. Duck down through the doorway, and you'll enter the corridor that connects to the outside world. Once again, this corridor has hieroglyphs, and these are the very last pyramid texts in the Monument of Unas. They begin on your left, the western wall, and then continue on your right, the east. I'll read the entire section in English first, and then in Egyptian. On your left, we have utterances 313 to 317, read from your left to right. Quote, "The phallus of Babi is pulled out. The doors of the sky are open. The doors of the sky are locked. The way leads over the glowing fire, under that which assembles the gods. That which lets every Horus fly through will also let Unas fly through, over the glowing fire, beneath that which assembles the gods. They make a way for Unas, so that Unas may pass along it. Unas is a Horus. Back, you ox, who should be slaughtered, in whose horns should be the fingers of Aker. Fall down, glide away. Unas is a Jan baboon, a Hechet baboon, a Pachech baboon. The bottom of Unas is according to Unas' own wish. Blessedness is on the head of Unas. Unas will make the praises of those who praise. He will sit among you, O youthful ones. O Hemi and Sehed, Unas does not give you his magical power. Unas will sit with his back towards She, the Sacred One, in Iyunu. Take Unas to the sky. Unas came today out of the overflowing waters of the inundation. Unas is Sobek, the crocodile, with a green feather, with a watchful face, with the uplifted brow, rushing up, coming from the leg and the tail of the Great One, She who resides in the brilliant light. Unas came to his water currents, which are in the land of the flood, of the great overflow, that is, the sky, to the place of peace with green pastures, which is on the horizon. Unas causes the grass to become green on the two banks. Unas brings the green brilliance to the great eye, which resides among the pastures. Unas takes his seat, which is on the horizon. Unas arises as Sobek, the son of Neith. Unas eats with his mouth. Unas urinates. Unas copulates with his phallus. Unas is the lord of seed, he who takes the women from their husbands, wherever Unas wants, according to the desire of his heart." End quote. That last section is quite dramatic, in a chest-beating, testosterone-laden sense. Unas describes himself eating what he wants, urinating wherever, copulating with his phallus, being the lord of seed, and taking women from their husbands whenever he wants. It reminds me of this famous movie quote.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good. That is good.
I would pay a lot of money to see a Broadway production of The Pyramid Texts with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the title role. The doors would be locked. No one would be allowed to leave. If you're a Broadway producer, call me. Let's talk. Now, turn to the Eastern Wall. These are utterances 318 to 321. They are read from your right to your left. Quote, Unas is the Nau snake, the leading bull, who has swallowed his seven uraei. And so his seven neck vertebrae came into being. He who gives orders to his seven enneads, who hear the word of the king. Unas has come. He swallows myrrh. Unas takes myrrh. He wallows in myrrh. The nails of Unas are made of myrrh. Unas has taken your necks, O gods. Serve Unas, so that he invests you with your ka spirits. Unas is the bull of double brilliance in the midst of his eye. Safe is the mouth of Unas on account of the fiery breath. The head of Unas is safe through the horns of the Lord of the South. Unas leads the god. Unas rules over the Ennead. Unas lets the lapis lazuli grow. Unas causes the southern plant to grow. Unas has twisted the Semsem plant into ropes. Unas has united the skies. Unas rules over the lands, the south and the north, as the god of those who were before. Unas has built a divine city, just as it should be. Unas is the third when he appears. Unas has regulated the night. Unas has sent the stars on their way. The great powers appear. They honor Unas with the title of Babi. Unas is the son of she who did not know that she gave birth to Unas, he of the powerful face, the lord of knights. Humble yourselves, you lords. Hide yourselves, O common people, before Unas. Unas is Babi, the lord of the night, the bull of apes, who lives without knowing it. O you whose back is on his back, bring to Unas the sephiret of the offering meal, which is on the back of Osiris, so that Unas may ascend upon it to the sky, so that Unas may serve as the guardian to Ra in the sky. End quote. And now, that whole section, but in Egyptian. Quote, Sechenen babi, uen awi pet hetem awi kebech. Wenen onis wat her bechechu her ikenet necheru zebenet heru. Zeben onis im embechechu pen her ikenet necheru. Irsen watin onis, soa onis imes onis peheru. Jed medu. Haek neg nega, jebau aker im webbetef, iher zeben. Onis pi, ian hechet pachech. Aret onis, hersa onis, emach onis, herdep onis. Ir onis, henni hentet, hemmesef, memchen chaatiu. I hemmi sehej, ni reddi en chen onis hekaef. Hemmes onis saef. Ir jeseret em iunnu, chedu onnis erpet. Jed medu ien onnis, meren em chennet mechet agbi. Onnis pi sebek huaj, hutres her jez hat. Abesh per em sebek chebzet weret imet iach, ien onnis er meruef immiu ideb, angeb mechet weret. Er iset cheteppu wa jet sechut tau imet achet. Saj onis, sem her idebui achet. Innet onis, chehennet en iret weret, heret ib sehet. Chezeb onis, isetef imet achet. Ha onis, em sebek za net. Wenem onis, em meref, wezesh onis, nek onis, em chenennef. Onis pi, neb metut, ich chemut em achsen, Iset merer onnis, chefet chesep ib ef. Jed medu. Onnis pi, nau ka isechem, am iaret seven, cheperin sefechet ef nechpet. Wedge medu en sefechet ef pestjut sej met medu itiu. Ien onnis, iam ef antiu. Chesep onnis, antiu anief im antiu net onnis im antiu. Nechemmen onnis, usseret chen necheru. Pecheren onnis, nechbet en kauchen. Jed medu, onnis pi, ka iachui her ib eret ef. Weja onnis em hech. Deb onnis em wepet neb chemau. Sechem onnis, necher sechem onnis em pesjet. Sered onnis, chesbed ag onnis tun chemau. Eu chazen onnis, akau shemshemet. Zamaen onnis, put sechem onnis, em tau resu mechetiu, necher imiu bach. Eu keden onnis, nit necher sejaes. Onnis pi, chemtenu em chaef. Jed medu, jeseren onnis, kerech zeb en onnis, venutiu. Ha sachemu, sachsen onnis em papi. Onnis pi, za pu en ichemet. Messenes onnis, en kenni her neb shesaut. Wer chen nebu, immen chen rekhut, deb aui onnis. Onnis pi, babi neb shesat, ka iannu ank em chemef. Jed medu. Chaef em chaef innen onnis, seferet cheteb cheret pestju osir. Per onnis, cheres pet, seteb onnis, za ra em pet.
That was the Pyramid Texts as presented in the Monument of King Unas at Saqqara. The transliteration is from Vincent Brown on his website Pyramid Texts Online. Thank you, Vincent, for allowing me to use the translation. The transliteration from the Egyptian to the Roman alphabet comes from a couple of sources. My first reference was Raphael Bertrand's 2004 book, The Texts of the Pyramid of Unas, translated from the Egyptian hieroglyphs. It's in French, but the transliteration is perfectly legible. I also used James Allen's 2017 book, Grammar of the Ancient Egyptian Pyramid Texts, Volume 1. I'll put references in the episode description in case you want to follow any of those up. The Pyramid Texts are a massive corpus, as you can see, and I would like to explain a little bit more about them, both in terms of their language and their origins, and in terms of the religious ideas that are percolating through them. I'm currently working on that episode right now, and it should be available within a few days, so keep an eye out for that one. For now, this brings us to the end of the Pyramid Texts of Unas. Phew, you made it. It's quite a journey, but a deeply fascinating one. And when you add in passages in ancient Egyptian, you really get a sense of the ritual rhythm of the texts. These are not decoration. They are not there just for artistic prettiness. They are there to be read, to be performed, initially by the priests conducting the funeral, but then, in eternity, by Unas himself. So it's not just a visual component of the tomb, it is a fundamental part of its architecture and its conception. We'll explore that a little bit more in the next episode when I dive deeper into the overall scholarship. But for now, I hope this series of episodes has given you a sense of what they're like, both in reading and in performance. It's a fascinating topic, and personally, I have really enjoyed exploring them. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon.
What did it take to survive an ancient siege?
Why was the cult of Dionysus behind so many slave revolts in ancient Rome?
What's the tragic history and mythology behind Japan's most haunted ancient forest?
We're Jen.
And Jenny.
From Ancient History Fangirl. join us to explore ancient history and mythology from a fun, sometimes tipsy perspective.
Find us at ancienthistoryfangirl.com or wherever you get your podcasts.